So some people pass through obstacles even without hearing Krishna. Yes, all of us by our past karma are put in certain situations and are given certain dispositions. So some people may be physically very healthy, some people physically very sickly. So some people may be mentally very weak, they get agitated very quickly. Some people may be mentally very stable. So the mind stability or irritability, that's also to some extent result of past karma. So some people by their past karma may be in goodness. And if they are in goodness, they don't get so worked up by the problem and they deal with the problem. But in spiritual life is very subtle. Sometimes there may be a problem and we may go through the problem. But if by going through that problem, if we think that I don't need Krishna, then actually we have gone through that problem, but we have gone into a deeper problem. Isn't it? Because we have only increased the illusion of self-sufficiency. That we have only increased the notion that I can live without Krishna. So that's why there is a circumstantial solution to the problem and there is a transcendental solution to the problem. So at a circumstantial level, the practical problems can be solved practically. And we also do that. But if that is all that we do, then the spiritual growth is missed out. So yes, some people may be internally tough. And that's just by their past karma, by their past disposition, they are able to deal with it. But that toughness is not going to save them from old age, disease and death. And that ultimately, it's only attachment to Krishna that is going to take us to Krishna. That is only going to liberate us from material existence. So it's not that the problems of this world at a practical level can't be dealt without God. To some extent, for some time, we can deal with the problems without God. But ultimately, keeping God away is the biggest problem. And all the complications will come back again. So Ravana performed enormous austerities. Hiranyakashipu performed such austerities that Brahma said even the sages have not performed austerities like this. But then what is the point? He got power for some time. Afterwards, he lost it all. So people who go through problems without taking shelter of God, they often end up in a bigger problem of thinking that godlessly they can deal with all problems. And thus they perpetuate their material existence. Okay? Thank you. Yes, ma'am.